Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, people. It is Thursday, Too Late Thursday with Derek and Tina. Hope you're ready for some sex talk. How you doing, partner?
I'm awesome. I'm really excited tonight because a friend of mine is going to join us, you know, Drake Dubois.
Oh,
author of 69 Wild Sex and Porn Stories.
Wow, that's always good. Well, before we get started, I have to tell you right away, you look exceptionally gorgeous today.
Oh.
Right? And so, boy, what a hard day this is going to be in more ways than one.
Yes.
So this Drake gentleman, 69 wild and wet, I mean, I'm sorry, what?
Wild sex.
Wild
stories.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
So
wild sex.
That's a whole wild topic, sex. I tell you.
I know, right?
So we look forward to speaking with Drake, and we look forward to listening to his words of wisdom and what he can tell us in the sexual arena, right?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
And hey, did you see what I sent you about those wild and crazy brothels around the world?
Okay, so yeah. I fell in love with, I'm in love with brothels, so I, you know, like, wow. It just blows my mind to think that there is one place or a room or a building where I could have sex with any woman there and it's perfectly fine.
I know, isn't that amazing? I think it should be legal everywhere. Everywhere should have brothels. So, you know, but what I really found interesting was a couple of them in Japan. I love them. One was a sex doll brothel in Japan, of all places, right? The Japanese are so amazing.
Yes, they are very creative. And as I was glancing the article, I saw that they had a sex doll that looked like Lady Gaga. I don't know if that's my first choice, but, you know, Lady Gaga, I like her uniqueness.
And they're very high-end. They're not just like a plastic blow-up doll. These
right.
are realistic, and
do they have
hair,
real labias and everything, or
I don't know, I never tried them. But they're supposed to be very lifelike. So, you know, you don't even have to have a real person. You go to this brothel, and you can see the pictures of the you saw them.
Yes.
They're like awesome. They're sitting there like they would be women, and you just pick one you like.
And guys, I'm sure you got this already. They don't talk back. They don't feel pain. You can pile drive them as hard as you want.
Oh, my gosh. You can do anything.
Right?
Even people with the craziest
fetishes.
Absolutely.
I don't know if they pour water, though. So all you guys out there with golden shower fetish.
I bet they make them who do. They do.
If not,
I bet they do.
We will ask. Now, I have to read this to you because my favorite one, being the owner and partner of Anchorfusion, which is a spiritual resource center, the number one brothel was a New Age church/brothel. So all of those that have nun fetishes or priest fetishes, here we go. It says, prostitution and religion have always had a complicated relationship with one another, and not just because around 7 out of every 10 televangelists seem to get caught coming out of an hourly rent motel, but although New Age belief systems tend to be a bit more open-minded about human sexuality than the traditional version. So this particular one has dolls of Dolly Parton, and she's singing about Burt Reynolds' cod. It's a doll. That thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Crazy.
It is amazing. Now, this is the one that I would like to visit on our vacation.
Now, where was that located?
This one's here. It appears that this is in Arizona, of all places.
Wow, not too far.
Not
right
too far at all. That's right. And
they had to go all the way to Japan.
No. And then after you shoot your load, you can go and pray. How convenient.
Forgive me, Father, I am sinned with Dolly Parton doll.
7 times, no less.
Yeah. God.
All right. So,
oh, gosh.
Also in the news, the Japanese pervert trend.
Oh, yeah. I love
so
that.
So this is a big problem. Well, not really a problem.
Not anymore.
But Japan is known for having men that are a little bit assertive when it comes to fondling and groping women on the train.
Right.
So it looks like there has been a remedy that has been created with a Japanese pervert train where the men can actually go in and grope dolls.
No, women.
No.
Those are live women.
What?
They can grope live women on the sex train.
Oh.
Yeah. So they
even
pay,
better. It's warm.
Right. They pay like $100 and they can, I think they have like a groping class or something different. I mean, I don't know. They probably tell them the rules.
Sign
and then
up.
They can grope the women. And then if they like one of them, they can pay more and take them to one of the private train cars. So, and it's in a real train station, but it's not a real train. But it's set up like a real train, but it's in a real train station.
Now, that is one heck of a fetish, right?
I know, right? I think it's awesome, though.
How come
be creative. All right, let's be creative. Come up with solutions for the problem. You got gropers on the train? Give them a place to grope.
Absolutely. I can only imagine the women that sign up for that. They don't have a problem with it.
Right.
Nice.
Sex workers. Sex workers unite.
God, I love sex workers.
Me too.
They should get free health care instead of Congress.
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely.
They're taking them to the team.
Yeah, they are.
All right. Mm. So, next.
Nice. Oh, we can bring on Drake. Drake DuBois.
Before we get with Drake now, because Drake is, you know, a connoisseur, he is a man of the world, he is like passionate, he has a lot of great things to say.
He's very passionate.
But before I get to Drake, I want to make sure that everything's okay with my partner. Now, how was your weekend? What's going on? Did you have any great stories you want to share to the listeners?
Great stories.
Any sexcapades?
I did not have any sex this weekend. I know, right? No, it's okay because I've been kind of cleaning my man plate a bit, you know?
Your man plate?
Yeah,
my man plate.
My smorgasbord, my man buffet, I should say. I've been cleansing my man buffet.
That's good. Tell me. Okay.
Yeah, right. Well, what was interesting is that Starbucks this morning, never mind. Nothing. I will not continue the part
that
of the conversation.
That will not happen.
No, only because, a lot of people listen and they'd be like, what were you doing at Starbucks? And I saw you at Starbucks. But I that's a secret I better keep.
Right. I can understand. But Starbucks, if you want to pay us for sponsorship, we'll mention it.
Starbucks is the best place. Watch people on meeting dates, first dates, sex dates.
Really?
I mean, Starbucks is the place. And then the one on Miller Road, we're here in Flint, so if you're listening from somewhere else, find a Starbucks that has good people watching. But I like to call it a naughty store. Yeah. And then someone said, don't call it naughty, those are good places. I'm like, whatever. So adult store right next to Starbucks. So you can get your coffee, and you can get your lube, and your condoms, and your sex toys, all in one place. And it's just really convenient. And then there's a bunch of motels nearby, and so you really have some interesting observations. I'll share some with you.
Yes.
And I see. Yeah, we'll have a whole show on Starbucks dates and observations.
I would have never thought that, but you know, considering the demographic of the Starbucks and the sex shop, it could be a conspiracy.
It could
right, have great sex, great coffee, and get in a cheap motel.
Exactly.
Right. I love it.
There's three of them within feet from Starbucks. Now, one you definitely want to go to because that's like the drug one, but the other two are just, you know, for good sex.
Yeah.
And they're clean.
We can't tell who you are unless you want to pay for sponsorship, but we have a nice hotel nevertheless. All right.
I might be able to get a deal.
You can never know.
Right?
We'll do a little trade. Derek and Tina, we are open for business, people.
We will barter with you.
So let me share with you my weekend a little bit.
Yeah, did you have a good weekend?
I had sex all weekend.
But
I felt kind of vulnerable. I didn't really want to have sex.
What?
I didn't, and I was a little bit like, I was feeling a little bit forced to have sex. A little bit bullied.
For Valentine's Day.
Well, not really, you know, but nevertheless, whatever the reason, I felt vulnerable.
Aww.
You know, and you know, this is kind of a continuation from last week, but I am one of those sensitive type of guys. You know, there's the conversation, there's the dialogue, there's the inner, you know, like the whole intermingling of energies.
Yeah.
I'm not a wham bam thank you type of ma'am or guy or whatever it is, you know? I'm recovering, but I tell you, you know, it was fantastic sex, but it was just like a little traumatic for me. So I don't know. I need to find out if
we're gonna have some love stuff in.
If we have any sex therapists in the house, please call in. Comfort me. Comfort me in my moment of chaos. But then again, maybe Drake will be able to do this. We've kept Drake waiting long enough.
Let's
bring him on.
Well, you know, Drake might have some good advice.
He's
one of those. I think he might be like you. He's one of those romantic types, I think.
That's right. We perform better.
He may agree with you. We'll find out. So, Drake, welcome to Sex Talk with Derek and Tina. Are you there with us?
Hey, yeah, I've been listening. That is so funny. You guys are off the hook. That's way funny.
Drake, the man, the myth, and the legend. I mean, Tina is just talking about how wonderful you are and how broad your knowledge base is. So if you don't mind, can you take a few moments to enlighten the people of who you are and how wild you are?
Well, first of all, I want to make sure you got the right Drake, because I don't know this Drake that Tina knows. But I wanted to say, thanks for having me. This is really awesome. And Derek, you know, I'm sorry to hear about your weekend. Sex. All I can say, my advice is, sex is a give and take. That's all. I'll say.
All right. So it's not so bad.
It could always be worse.
Yeah. Man up,
well,
right?
A little history on me. I was born in Paris, which is the city of love. Everyone knows that. And I was a little kid in the mid-70s. And I was hanging out at the Louvre and the Arc de Triomphe and all these, watching all the tourists and holding hands. And I was like, wow, this is so amazing. In fact, I would, like, for a little change, I would show them around and give them, like, little stories. My father was French. My mother was American. And they never really spoke much French around the house, so it was basically English. So that really worked out for me with the tourists coming from all over the place, and they thought, oh, this cute little kid, look. So I was really fascinated by this attraction, you know. And as I got older and older, and I moved to the States, and it still hung with me. So even after college, I started, you know, I was writing on stories and this, and I was like, what is the key? Well, not the key, but what's the center of this attraction that we feel physically? And it's sex, you know, it's procreation. It's the most natural thing. It's really the only reason why we're here. You know, politics, sports, who's fucking Tom Cruise? No one cares. It's about procreation, right? So, you know, and so I just got into it. And then from personal experiences, I just started writing a bunch of stories, and a lot of them are from real, experiences, and some aren't, and some are embellished, and some aren't, and, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. We may have a slight technical issue in just a moment, but so Drake, you are the author, or one of the authors, of 69 wild sex and porn stories.
This is true.
And tell us about some of your stories in the 69.
Uh-oh, now you're going to trap me. Like I said, some of them are, most of them are real experiences that I've had, which is really nice, real experiences. Oh, I was listening to what you guys were talking about these brothels. And one of my favorite comedians, Patrice O'Neill, was going, I think he was on the Howard Stern show, and he was talking about going to Brazil. And they have, like, the best brothels. I noticed you guys didn't mention Brazil. And I'm actually gathering a book of some international stories. Some of them when I went to Brazil. So that was quite a coincidence.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
They've got excellent brothels there, if that's what they call them.
Right. That's pretty fabulous.
Yeah, those should be out shortly. Those should be, and hopefully they will be up on Amazon as well very shortly.
Well, hey, Drake, I want to give you my private email address for those that brothel information, pal.
Right.
Yeah, because
right.
Patrice
That'd
can no
be
longer
awesome.
Be contacted.
Yeah, well, we have a couple of Japanese ones because they stuck out in an article that I was glancing at today. So, yeah,
nice.
There's fabulous brothels all around the world. So maybe we should do, like, once a month brothel day. Like, what are some crazy brothels out there around the world?
I'm trying to think of the name of that Japanese. There's a Japanese island, and they have a penis festival. I don't know if you guys are aware
yes.
of that. I'm sure you are. And they have huge
I've
statues
heard of
that. And lollipops
I've heard of the penis festival.
And all that. I think we should start it here in the States. You know, I prefer Asian women, so why not?
Right, right.
I'm the first one to sign your petition.
Oh, I saw the other day there was this in Japan. There's this pigeon club. This is probably non-sexual related, so I don't know why I'm saying it. But these people wear masks like full-on pigeons. They don't wear suits, just the head. And they have
oh
dating. Can you imagine making love to a big bird? That would be crazy. Those Japanese people are. I would try anything once, but remember, sex is a give and take, son.
Yes, I remember, Sensei. Thank
you. So when you're writing these porn stories and 69 sex and porn stories, you know, a lot of times people, and they might ask me as well when we're talking about these sex books, you know, what's really the difference between erotica and porn? Like, do you think that there's a difference, or what do you feel... the feedback you get from people on that, Drake?
I don't know. Erotica might have, I don't know, it might have more of a story base where sex, the actual act or the act of, isn't the majority of the story or video, maybe. I don't know. I know for sure one starts with the letter P, the other with the letter E. That we know for sure, but maybe it's just the classes or, you know, people, porn sounds dirty and people think of sex as dirty, a lot of people, and they like it that way, so they'd rather call it porn, where erotica is like, it's so nice to say, it's like butter on the tongue, erotica. I know that Amazon doesn't like the P word, but they like the E word.
Yeah, I think sometimes, too, the porn tends to be shorter, what I see is like the short stories or the short videos. Not
your orgasms, because
right.
you get right to it.
Right. I'm really directed
right.
more for that, like to get you off, to give you that.
And music from the
70s. Right. Yeah.
Right. I love those old Marilyn Chamber porn movies.
Yeah,
man.
Right.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
And then erotica might include a lot more foreplay, right? You know, that might take the little romance to the story. So that
right.
men might not feel like a little objectified. Please.
Now, I will admit that I do like erotica, too, because they have a storyline.
Oh.
It builds up my climax, right? Like, there's some dialogue. We met at the grocery store. We talked. We shared a
exactly.
moment. And we had, yeah.
I'm
exactly.
a wham man.
For us sensitive guys, Derek, you know, I actually had a reader tell me once, I was at a conference actually in Vegas, and it was weird because I just had my books out and didn't even know anybody had read them. And he said, you know, sometimes I get lost. I don't even know that the porn part is even on its way. And he said, it's like the Titanic, you know, halfway through the movie, you get so lost in the story, you don't even know that the boat is going to crash. You're just so into the
yeah.
story. So I think you're absolutely right, Derek. You know, maybe the erotica is just more, maybe it's the way it's written or the length of time it spends before the act. The good
right.
part.
Right, and who doesn't like to have a good cry after an orgasm, you know? You can't really do that.
Are we talking about your weekend again? What's going on here? I thought we covered that.
Right.
All right.
That's
all
hilarious.
Oh, goodness. So,
well, it is your show, so, you know.
So, you know, when so Drake is a friend of mine. He's a personal friend. Like, we hang out in L.A. It's just I miss California so much. But I know. Nice warm beaches. And it's been exceptionally warm out there this year, hasn't it?
It has been super warm. I have friends that live out there, obviously, and it's been really, really hot, really hot.
Yeah.
Where I guess where you in Michigan, it's been kind of cold but still mild, I guess, compared
mild.
To a couple
yeah.
years ago.
Mild. Pretty mild, exactly.
Absolutely.
Mm.
You don't have water.
And we can't drink our water.
Oh, snap. That's crazy.
Oh. All the sex we're having, we're dehydrated because we can't drink the water.
Maybe that was
wrong. Well, that makes exchanging bodily fluids even more important.
Wow.
You should get on the Drake diet. The Drake diet. Merlot. Get a pen, children. Write this down. Merlot. And then you get some chia seeds, some sunflower seeds, and some dark chocolate-covered hemp seeds, and you mix them together. Not in the Merlot. You drink that separate.
Oh,
but
okay.
But, hey, there's no water in that. No water. You don't need any water. You can do the Drake diet in Flint, Michigan.
So I've got Merlot, sunflower seeds, dark
chocolate covered hemp seeds.
And what was the third
hemp
one?
Hemp seeds. Chai seeds.
Chai seeds.
Chai. You can find them at Meijer in the health food section. Like I saw on Facebook, if there's a health food section in a store, what does that make the rest of this food?
Right,
weird.
Exactly. Junk food.
Right.
But that chai seeds are like high in chia. I'm sorry, not chai. Chia. They're high in protein. It's like a superfood, really. It's actually, I think, Mesoamerican... Mayan for strength, I think. And long-distance runners, Olympians are really into that. So if you're going to have sex, especially when you don't want it, you got to have some good diet.
You've got to have energy.
I think this is perfect. I took notes. I'm going to put this on our Facebook page. Drake diet.
I love it. So you know what I thought was really cool, Drake? And so people know that I have the book 40 Day Love Fest. And
right,
you
right.
Serious. Stories about love missions. I really like how you. I cracked up laughing. You know, you take that idea of loving people into this whole series of stories about the love missions. So, wait, tell us a little bit about the love missions series that you can find inside of 69 Wild Sexual Porn Stories.
I think it kind of jumps back and even an exaggerated perspective of what Derek was talking about and having more of a story. Everyone likes sex because it feels good. Well, most of the time. Sorry, Derek. But, you know, and then feel good stories like, you know, somebody doing something nice for someone when they're really down and out. And what made those stories so popular is the story of this guy who's just wanted to help people out, usually women, of course. Okay, good-looking younger women. Okay, sure. And but, you know, he was saying, hey, I don't want anything. For majorly helping you out, and it could be like college tuition, and he lines it up with the college. He just doesn't give her like a shoebox of money, lines it up, makes it legit and all that, but she is so moved that she screws his brains out. I mean, that's a win-win.
Right.
That's a win-win.
Right.
And really, you could have anybody doing that,
her.
You know. You could have Michelle Obama, you could have Donald Trump, anybody involved in those stories, you know, how they're do-gooders, and then they do the deed, you know, that's great.
Yeah.
But that was
I
the basis of those stories.
Not even a brothel, but you're getting kind of the benefits.
That's right.
But even better, because it comes from the heart, right? Oh, the heart effect.
Aww.
They really want to do it.
Yes.
They just really want to give back to Drake because
that's right.
Just giving him a shoebox full of money.
It comes from the heart and from the nutsack.
Yes. Right. The almighty nutsack.
Yep.
Yeah,
hey,
you're happy
to know that when you're 50, they still work. So there you go.
Oh, nice.
another.
I mean,
another
mine don't. Article. Mine don't. But I heard some people's do still. So.
What?
not even on the Drake diet?
No, you know, it's just, you know, it's. I don't want to talk about it. Let's change the subject.
Okay, back to sex, right? So,
right.
What is you know, when you're writing those stories, I'm always curious because, you know, I've shared a little bit that I've written some of these stories too. I've contributed to some of these books, and I don't get aroused while I'm writing them. But, you know, tell me, like, your experiences you're writing them. When you're writing these, you, do you do it for fun? Do you do it just for the idea that I'm publishing these and I might get paid? Or, you know, what's kind of your thing when you're writing these kind of stories, Drake?
Good question. I just have to say, as an artist, it's something that's in you and you have to get out. I had met, I didn't mean that. Pardon the pun, guys. But, you know, artistically speaking, it's definitely not for monetary gain, believe me. And it's not because I wanted to be, you know, the leading writer of erotica on the planet or anything like that. I just have to say it's, you know, I mean, we all go through times where we want to express this part of us. And then we go through other times where we want to express this side of us. You know, I took one of those quizzes on Facebook, are you more right or more left brain? And I was almost 50-50. I was like 48-52, something like that. It was really weird. But getting back to the point of getting aroused or not, you know, men are from Venus, women are from Mars type of thing. I mean, guys could be making a peanut butter jelly sandwich and get a hard on and then go knock one off, you know. It's like we're just different. We're wired different, you know. I could be dancing naked in front of a girl, and she's playing Xbox. She could care less, you know. So, it's I think it's a male female thing, or very different. And then, but it's weird. I can't read them, even though I wrote them. I can't read them without getting aroused, and I think it's because it brings back a lot of what happened, like in Brazil. But you'll have to wait for the stories to come out.
Ooh, I want to read it.
It was awesome, man. It was so funny. I was watching YouTube, and Patrice O'Neill was on. I had made a reference to that earlier. And he was so amazingly honest and funny, but he never really tried to be so funny. He didn't really have a setup and a 1-2 punch. He's just talking the real deal. And he had almost a similar experience that I did, and that you go down there, and you find a wifey. You know, my wife here told me to double wrap. You going to Brazil? Double wrap. I said, okay, honey, I'm a double wrap. Found me a wifey. And what he said was, you know, you just find someone that you sleep with, not have sex with, but sleep next to, and you talk, and you're friends, and you have that wife. Then, of course, you have sex, but, you
right.
know, so it's not just a, it's not just a, you know, it's not just a, you know, a building you go in, you take off your thing, you do the boom, you pay the money, boom, 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 and that's it. It's more like an experience, you
oh,
know.
Wow.
I've just learned that there's a lot of lonely women around this planet, and God bless them.
Yeah. Yep, it sure is.
Now, God bless them, yep, and my frequent flyer miles. God bless them.
Gosh. Oh, nice. Well, we only have about two minutes left, So, Drake, they can find you on almostfreesexbooks.com. They can find your 69 wild sex and porn stories there.
Yes.
And you're on Twitter or no? Are you on Twitter?
Something happened to my Twitter account. It crashed. I don't know if you guys heard, like, they lost several hundred accounts, and I think mine was in there. I don't know if it was a political move or I have no idea. But
okay.
You can go to Drake Dubois, DUBOIS at Amazon, and just look for the cleavage. Look for the giant cleavage. You can't miss it. I mean,
nice.
It's
nice. Those are great.
Yeah. Drake, it was a pleasure to speak to you. I look forward to some of those pictures in my email from Brazil.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for having me on. This was a lot of fun, you guys. You guys are nuts, and that's what I love about you.
Oh, I love you too, Greg.
All the best to you, brother. We look forward to talking to you again, okay?
All right, man. You guys be good, and I hope you're having